This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this show on Free Speech TV nationwide and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates. The Pasadena Police Department in Southern California on Saturday took the founder of Pasadena's Black Lives Matter into custody. Jasmine Abdullah Richards, who garnered national attention for becoming the first African-American to be arrested on a felony lynching charge last year, is back in the crosshairs of the agency that she has been trying to hold accountable for the killings of Pasadena's Black residents. On Monday morning, supporters gathered at the city's courthouse for a hearing, and today we'll turn to her attorney for an update. Jaime Gutierrez now joins us. Welcome to the program, Jaime.
Thank you, Sonali.
So we're talking to you on Monday at about 11:30 a.m. By the time our audience hears this interview, things might have changed, but tell us, what was the basis for Jasmine's arrest in the first place?
Well, Jasmine is being charged with interfering with an officer's ability to do his job, but she's also being held on probation from that lynching charge, so felony probation. What had happened was on Saturday, her and over 100 of her friends went to a local park here in Pasadena to celebrate someone's birthday. Law enforcement showed up and said that they were having noise complaints. They had a little music, so they turned it down. It wasn't a loud jukebox. It was just a small radio. And they felt that the officers were doing this just to have an excuse to come and harass them. The officers left. They came back later and said, oh, we had reports of a gun. So everybody was just like, are you serious? Nothing is going on here. Leave us alone. We just want to have this birthday party. And the law enforcement hovered and pretty much circled like vultures for about 3 hours. And then the entire party left to an apartment complex where four of the party goers lived, so that folks could get ready and people can wait. They were going to go to Hollywood to continue to celebrate this person's birthday. Folks called Jasmine to come down and talk to law enforcement. She did. She went down there and said, hey, she went down there to defuse, right? Because there was a group of law enforcement reports, and her observation was that they had one hand on their weapon and one on their billy club, and they were just looking a little tense. And she was like, okay, who do you want to talk to? What is the report? What's going on here? Why are you here? And they're like, no, we don't need to talk to you. There was some back and forth in terms of the conversation. And at some point, they asked her to have everybody leave. And she said, no, I'm not going to do that. We're getting ready to go to a party. There isn't any violence or anything going on. We're just here waiting for folks. The law enforcement agent then grabbed her hand and she went down to the ground. They pretty much threw her to the floor. And that same law enforcement agent said, look, if you tell people to leave, we'll let you go. And she says, I'm not going to do that. And you can hear this on the audio. He said, if we were in the
this
third
was
world
videotaped?
Country, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Multiple videos. And you can find it on Jasmine's Facebook. It's the entire thing is on Jasmine's Facebook. So the officer tells her, if we're in a third world country, you would be treated differently or something, you would be dead.
Wow.
So you have to watch the video. It's pretty intense. So the Pasadena Police Department released her on her own recognizance on the 148, which is interfering with the police officer's duty. But because of the felony probation, she's been held on a felony probation violation. And that's what we're here for. So she has two matters that are being heard today. The first one is here in Department B, which is the felony violation of probation. And the second matter is on the first floor in Department N, which is the arraignment for the misdemeanor interfering with an officer's ability to do his duties, which is Penal Code 148.
Do you have a sense, Jaime, or could you tell at least from the video or maybe your conversations with Jasmine that the police that were involved knew who she was, because she's been one of the loudest critics of the Pasadena Police Department, specifically in the killings of J.R. Thomas and Kendrick McDade. And she's one of the very few people in Pasadena very vocally drawing attention to this police department. In my conversations with her and others, there's a sense that the police, you know, keep tabs on her, know who she is, and really would love to see her just shut up.
Yes. And that was one of the things that Jasmine and her partner, Amber, under the impression is that it's the 1-year anniversary of the killing of JR. and they were planning actions, and they feel that the law enforcement was targeting Jasmine to prohibit any type of one-year anniversary activity.
And this was an African-American resident of Pasadena, someone that Jasmine knew well. He was known in the community, and a year ago was killed by police, the details of which can certainly be found online. It's of course interesting that you have a police department that is attempting to shut down criticism of their tactics. Black Lives Matter has been extremely vocal and effective, but on for local chapters like that of Pasadena, it seems like the fight is just as real, even if we're not talking about a big city like LA.
Yes, I mean they have an unusually high number of police officer involved killings of African Americans. I mean, statistically compared to bigger cities and other cities, it's bad here, very bad.
So at this point, by the time this program airs, it's possible Jasmine may be freed. You and I are speaking again on Monday, right around the court hearing of Jasmine. What would the circumstances be that she might be released by? Would the judge basically say the cops were in the wrong? This is not a probation violation. Is that what you hope might happen?
Well, the good news, Sonali, thank God for social media and our ability to record. Jasmine recorded the entire thing, 4 to 5 people did. So we're going to show the judge the video. And as far as I'm concerned, it shows that she's a safe distance. She's dialoguing with the officers. There was never any disbursement order. They never directed her specifically to move or leave. They just grabbed her. But she was just like, and she kept asking, why are you guys here? Who do you want to talk to? How can, you know, what, let's not get out of control. She was trying to diffuse because she saw venom in their eyes. And then, of course, all her friends were pretty much, you know, there was this fear because of the history of Pasadena PD and their killing of African Americans.
So, Jaime, what's the best way for people to support the work that Jasmine Richards does, whether she remains in jail or not, even if she is released? The Black Lives Matter chapter here is doing very good work that she's leading, right?
She's doing great work. She's one of our leaders. She ran a summer program with her partner for Black youth here in Pasadena, taking the kids out, taking them to museums and libraries, just showing them a good time, but showing them the alternatives to abject poverty.
And filling a vacuum that sadly is there for young Black youth, for young Black kids in the city and in cities around the country. Summer camps are really expensive. Most poor parents or even middle-class parents can barely afford them. And Jasmine literally created a summer program for these kids out of nowhere.
She is, as far as I'm concerned, an angel among us. You know, and she's doing righteous work, and she has the courage and the integrity to call to question power that's abusing the African American community here in Pasadena and other parts of the state. But in particular, this is where she grew up, where her friends and family are, and she's doing a great job by calling to question. Now, the way you can support her is go to her Facebook, which is Jasmine Abdullah, and there might be a GoFund or just give her an encouragement. Look for updates on what's going on with her case. Call the Pasadena Police Department. Tell them to let her go. Call the courthouse here in Pasadena and say, you know, she's innocent and we feel this is racist and that they're targeting her because of her stance on police brutality. But there's a lot of things people can do. I mean, come to court, her next hearing. There's great, right.
And it looks like her Facebook page is facebook.com/jasmine.richards.9. And we'll post a link to that from our website later today. Well, Jaime, good luck to you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Finale.
My guest is Jaime Gutierrez, the attorney representing Jasmine Abdullah Richards. And we've been discussing this latest arrest of the founder of the Pasadena chapter of Black Lives Matter, Jasmine Richards. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.